Join Camarillo Hospice at the 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, September 6th, 11 to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center providing free services to those facing life-limiting illnesses, grieving the loss of a loved one, or considering end-of-life issues and planning. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
So much more. That's what this world needs, is so much more. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I hope that you had tuned in to our morning shows. Those are from 6 to 8 every Saturday, where we talk about the brighter side of life. And of course, every other week right here from 2 to 3, we talk about the brighter side of recovery. And anyways, I'm so glad that you are all here. I want to make sure that everybody visited and made a trip to the fair, the Ventura County Fair. This is their last weekend, and of course all the rodeos are going on, and it's been so much fun. So some of the great concerts out there, but just really all the great fair food. We've got a lot of things happening, and we want to give out to you our phone number here. And of course, we're different from all the other shows, so we want to hear from you. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can win all these great prizes that we have here. And we want to hear from you. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and which one you're calling about, and we would love to get those to you. So one of the team members will get back with you. I do want to tell you a little bit about our show today. We're going to be talking with Steve Sagold, and we're going to be talking about whole body intelligence. Also, we're going to be talking with Fran Shaw, and her book is Lord Have Murphy. And I wonder if it's like the Murphy Law, you know, it's always about that. Anyways, we're so glad that you are here. Again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to make sure that you have that number, but also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. There's lots of opportunities to win there. And also we have a newsletter that goes out every week with all these great events and more chances to win. So definitely check us out on KimPaganoShow.com. Also, you can get our podcast on your smartphones, and all you have to do is go to iTunes and plug in Kim Pagano Show, and you can have all of our back shows there, and rate us. Tell us you like us. Tell us what we're doing is a great job. And again, we just hit our highest calling last week, and we want to continue, so we want to hear from everyone out there. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Great giveaways, starting with the restaurants. How about Paul Martin's? $25 gift certificates for Paul Martin's, also Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Lazy Dog Cafe, $25 for each one of those. We also have the free kids meal at the best place to get a hamburger, and that is The Habit. We carry on with Pete's Breakfast House, and along with that, the Midtown Cafe. We do have the fair going on today and tomorrow to close out. It's going to be a great time there. Surf and Suds Beer Festival is well underway, and that's something that I hope you're driving off to right now with the crew and going up to Carpentry and having a great time. Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night, and that's at the Paseo featuring Jason Love. We go on over to Wings Over Camarillo, and that's the air show that is next week for the 22nd and 23rd. That's going to be a great weekend. Thousand Oaks 4th Annual Brewfest presented by the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, 4 to 8 o'clock on August 27th. September 6th, the 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off for the Labor Day Weekend Music Festival. That's 11 to 4. And finally, a real big one, the Beach Boys in Concert, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, September 25th. Music with the Beach Boys.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. And let's just start off with The Habit. I'm telling you, I have been going over there, and I love their food over there. And not only that is, if anybody hasn't tried their green beans, oh my gosh, substitute your french fries for the green beans. So I've got a four pack that somebody can go to The Habit. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. I do want to remind everybody also of the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, and we've got tickets for that, and that is happening August 22nd and 23rd, and I'm telling you, it's going to be so much fun over at the Camarillo Airport. We've got a couple of pairs of tickets for that, so give us a call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, and again, we want to hear from you. Give us a call. If there's something that we're talking about and you want to know more about it, you can always visit our website or our Facebook, and you can find out all of our great guests there. Let's bring our first guest on, Steve Sizgold. Are you there?
I am, and I'm getting hungry listening.
I'm telling you, huh?
Goodness.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm, you know, in a launch of a book coming out, and things are exciting. Thanks so much.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and, of course, your book, Whole Body Intelligence. Is that your first book?
It's my last, it's my previous book was What's Your Body Telling You?
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of a sequel follow-up with more of my programs and what's happened since that book came out in 2009.
Wow, I love it. I love what you're doing. Tell us, so what's your background?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people ask me that. Oh, you know, how'd you come up with this whole body intelligence? You must be a psychologist or a therapist. And actually, I was in business. I did very well in sales and marketing, had my own firm, and then I worked for a very big company. And I was very successful, like number one out of 500 and winning awards. And people kept asking me, like, what is it? And I said, you know, I think it's an internal game. I'm noticing things like when I'm with my clients or potential customers and I lean forward and I'm nervous, they lean back and don't really want to hear from me. And then when I take a nice breath and practice some of my internal kind of mechanism, and I'm noticing if I'm crunching up or if I'm saying one thing and my body's saying something else, it's really working. So I just dove into that fully, into the connection of, you know, what we carry in our body that might be communicating something, how unconscious and disconnected we are from our body, and the intelligence that we're not getting by being disconnected from our body and how that impacts our life.
I love that. I love that. You know, I don't know if you know this, Steve, but I'm actually a hair therapist, and a lot of people say hairstylist. I say hair therapist because because I really, when somebody sits in my chair, I really kind of go a little bit deeper and try to ask them the questions instead of them saying, you know, most stylists, you sit in their chair and they'll say, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, I'm the expert. Let me ask you some questions and I'll tell you what would be good for you. And so I am listening to their body. I'm watching their eyes. I'm watching if they get stressed over things, how they, you know, how they live their life. Are they a little more relaxed? Are they a very rigid person? Are they direct? Are they, so I am, I love that. And it's interesting. The other day I was doing a new client and she goes, I love when you're working with somebody that knows what they're doing. I was like, well, thank you, but it's all about that. And I, you know, years ago, I used to say fake it till you make it, you know, and now I really want to walk in after all these years of expertness of what I really believe is something that how we live our life.
Absolutely. You know, I used to do the fake it till you make it, too. And I realized that that was all mental. And I'm so good at mental. I mean, I've been very fortunate to have a quick mind or be able to converse and be comfortable. But again, you know, I just noticed from so many levels, Kim, like, for instance, I could be driving to work or somebody listening could be driving or even right now gripping something and not even know it. And gripping the wheel, thinking about what happened at breakfast, what's going to happen at dinner, what's going to happen at the next meeting. And they're not present, and they have no idea. You know, it's more like from their neck up, and we all do it, especially with screens and all the things that we're doing all day, multitasking, which kind of burns out the brain. So that was the first place I started with people, just noticing, you know, whether they were on stage and they were shaking their leg while they were talking about how they have a relaxation technique or how it would impact you in a relationship. You meet somebody for the first time, you speak about how open you are to a new relationship, but your arms are crossing your heart, and you have no idea. So that's kind of where it started. I'd say, did you notice when I asked you about your business, you said, yeah, I want to have a, and you started choking on the word successful. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that is. And rather than ignoring and stuffing it, I just started helping people identify that when I want something, when I communicate, why does my body have this reaction? And then, boy, we found out, you know, as you know, about cellular memory and somatic recall and all these things that happened where we didn't express what we felt and we held them in our breath and stored them in our body. And they're really impacting our life in every way. So whole body intelligence is really getting in touch with those sensations, postures, what I call body personalities, like do see on the chair, and really, you know, aligning with them and embracing them and learning from them versus numbing or running away from them.
So, you know, what's interesting. Okay. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Steve Sisgold, and we're talking about whole body intelligence. And it's really, I love your tagline is get out of your head and into your body to achieve greater wisdom, confidence, and success. You know, I mean, I'm just going to say, let's say you take somebody who maybe bites their nails. Do they not know that they're biting? Is that kind of something that you would call as a whole body intelligence?
I absolutely, Kim. You know, I have a book coming out Tuesday, and my publisher was great. They said you can come out mid-2016. But, you know, if you could write it in 7 weeks, we'll put it out the summer of 2015. Well, phew, I couldn't say no.
How do you write a book that fast? I want to know. I want to get on your team.
Okay. Every day, and I like to get in the water. I'd swim either at the pool or at the hot springs and then write the rest of the day. But what I was getting at is I was slumping over. There were times I was crawling into my screen, into the researcher, exciting things I was finding. And my sweetheart would walk by, and, you know, she's into yoga. So she would say, slump asana, honey. Slump asana. I go, oh, God. I had no idea.
Just made me sit up straight. Okay, hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, we all do it. We're right. All unaware that we're biting our nails, we're crunching, but then what? Even the phone, you know, we're looking down those smartphones, and we're not aware that that's really causing our neck muscles to come up and our back muscles to come up, and we wonder why we have pain. So that's just one level, along with, you know, when we're communicating and also the beliefs that we carry. I call them viral beliefs because they're like viruses in our body, and if we don't catch them and understand them, they really make the difference, whether we get that sale, whether somebody likes us on that first date, or whether we're just in good health and congruent with our body. It's talking to us all the time, and unfortunately, we're ignoring it. We don't like how it feels, or we're too busy with screens. We've really disconnected. I tell people, life is not an out-of-body experience, you know? Come back in.
I love that, viral beliefs. I've never heard that said that way. But it is so true, because if you look at a family and you could kind of tell that they've learned this viral, right? Mm-hmm. And if you don't catch it early on in a family, everybody kind of has that almost like a bad habit maybe, or a good habit.
Well, you know, and I even see it in certain companies. But here's a quick viral belief. I was a young kid, grew up in a neighborhood that was all uncles and aunts, row houses, if you saw any Baltimore City, Barry Levinson movies, diner. That was my life. And that was a great life. But the first time, Kim, that we all went out of the neighborhood, my cousins and I, we wanted to see what was on the other side of the tracks, if you will. We went out to this big thoroughfare. It was very exciting. And a bunch of guys pulled up, and they got out, and they called us names and beat us up and sent us home. And, whew, you know, I couldn't tell my parents because they wouldn't let me go out again. So I had to stuff all of that in. Then years later, you know, like I'm ready to get on a stage or I'm ready to go on a TV show, and I could feel that anxiety in my body. And I go, what is that? What is that? Because my mind couldn't wait to get on the stage. I love the stage. Yeah. I'm a performer. I sing. I like TV. But in my body was what's called a cellular memory, a somatic recall, that going to a big thing like a stage of strangers or going on TV actually reminded that inner self or that little boy, if you will, of that viral belief. It's not safe to go to new places. Right. So that's one of the viral beliefs I've had to change.
Wow.
And everybody has them. I've worked with rock stars who got writer's block because they carried a viral belief that the last time they had a hit, a lot of their friends and family was jealous, and they lost some friends. They even lost their wife, you know, got divorced. So it's like you're carrying these beliefs in you, and they're like viruses. They're just sitting there, and we don't know about them unless something triggers them, and boop, they pop up, and we're unaware of them. But that's really what's, you know, making our decisions for us versus what I teach is how to identify and change them. And then what happens is we just have better outcomes. We make better decisions.
I love it. Steve, you know, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us? Because I want to get some ideas how we can actually reboot our techniques. And I know that's something you talk about in your book, the rebooting technique.
I'd be honored.
Okay, great. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to do a little shout out to the Presidential Library, Ronald Reagan, on August 21st. We've got the Eagles Tribute Band and Fleetwood Mac Tribute Band, and it's a sunset dinner. We've got tickets for you. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. I do want to give away, how about a couple of pairs of tickets to the August 19th Paseo Camarillo Cinema presents Laugh Out Loud with Jason Love, and we've got a couple pairs of tickets for you. We would love to get those in your hands. Give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Of course, laughter is the best medicine, and we'd love you to come laugh with Jason Love. All right, and again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we are calling from and talking from the 805 right now, and we're talking with Steve Sizgold, and that's a tongue twister, isn't it, Steve? Steve, are you
there?
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. I said your last name's kind of a tongue twister, isn't it? Sizgold?
Oh, well, actually, yeah. You know, my friend in Maui, I lived on Maui for years, Steve S. is Gold. So it's pretty easy.
Oh, Steve S. is Gold. I like, okay,
and
now I'm going to.
It was a lot different when my grandparents came over from Poland. It wasn't that, but I'm glad
it.
They came up with Gold because that, you know, we all like gold.
Golden. I got it. Well, anyways, we're talking about whole body intelligence. And if you are just joining us right now, we're really talking about, really whole body intelligence, how so many of us just kind of live in, I don't want to say denial, but we're not really aware of some of the things that we do. And we're going to talk a little bit about rebooting some of those techniques. What is TRT?
Okay. Well, Kim, you know, if you ask anybody, if I asked you right now, what would you do if you got frustrated with your computer and it was having problems and you just couldn't get the answer? At some point, even if you called India, you would be told, turn it off and reboot. And, you know, we don't do that very often. Many of us, especially I work down in the Silicon Valley sometimes teaching this technique, and they call me and they go, you know, people are burned out. What is it? Well, a couple things. We're not rebooting. Often we don't take breaks, and we don't actually give our brain a chance to relax. In fact, we're overusing it that most people don't know, but multitasking is actually not good for the brain, and you make a lot of mistakes. Many of us have pressed send when we didn't want to. Because we're using different parts of the brain. You know, I'm talking to you now, I'm using one part of the brain. I'm multitasking on my computer, I'm using another part. And it just kind of, it makes people a little tired and unproductive and makes mistakes. And so basically that problem, you know, we're all burning out at some level. I don't want to say we all, but
right.
If you're out there and you know what I'm talking about. And then, so I came up with a simple technique just to start to bring people back to the body and to notice things like their breathing, their posture. So if you're listening right now, like the first thing you could do to just bring that integrative conversation back to your body is just unplug for the moment whatever you're doing, whether you can close your eyes or if wherever you are, if you can't, just take a moment and just observe your breathing. Kim will both do it. But just observe your breathing and find something out that you didn't know a moment ago. For instance, is it easy to breathe in? Or does it stop somewhere?
That's interesting.
I just noticed that.
Yeah.
And you know, Kim, about 99% of the time people say to me, yeah, I have difficulty receiving, you know? So it's like breathing in is difficult for people, and it's something to look at because something happened at some point in our life or many times, and first thing we do is we hold the breath, and then we do that many times, it starts to form a pattern. The second thing is, are you breathing from your belly? Where does it originate, down in your belly or up in your chest?
Wow.
For those that don't know, when we breathe in our chest, we're in the sympathetic nervous system. So we're that fight or flight, ready to run up that tree. Our digestive system shuts down. Our heart beats fast. Our muscles get tense. That's to get up the tree. But imagine doing that 8 or 10 or 12 hours a day, breathing up in your sympathetic nervous system, being tense, and working from that place. So that's a step one. So whoever's listening, just with no judgment, just observe, huh?
Just
I didn't realize I was breathing so high up, so forth. Second step, we'll take a little further, is to scan your body and just notice, like, wow, I didn't realize I was gripping my hand. Didn't realize my shoulders were up to my ears. And just, again, observing, noticing, starting to, like, come back into your body, leaving the outside, not thinking about the future or the past. This is really getting present, like, whew, this is my experience. This is what my breath sounds like. This is where and how I'm breathing. I didn't realize I was breathing so fast and didn't realize my shoulders were up to my ears. So the next step would be just to adjust. So if your shoulders are up, let them go. If you were breathing quickly, slow it down. Just readjust until it kind of feels like you made a beneficial move in your body. And you may want to shake something out. You may want to make some sound just to kind of adjust and let that out.
Wow.
And then next time, we'll just take one more, and then I'd love to hear from you. We'll take it into, just for a moment, just name to yourself what is. And if you want to do it, Kim, you're welcome. Like, I noticed that I like to walk when I talk, so I noticed I was excited, and I started to move fast. And then
Are you a pacer?
I was doing this exercise, I was like, ah.
Right.
Yeah, it's good to feel my foot on the ground. Wow. So So what did you notice from just that short piece, and then we'll take a little further?
Well, obviously more concentration. You know, I mean, I'm sitting in front of a mic, and of course, you know, I had to concentrate about breathing and all that. So to me, obviously it's not something that I do normally. I mean, I do, but I'm not conscious of it.
Exactly, and most of us aren't. So that's step one, two, three. You know, we're starting to now get into our, oh, so this is what's really happening for me. So we unplug. And then to take it a little further, you can, you know, out there, you can, like I said, name it out loud, shake it out, just kind of do whatever's going to kind of bring you back to a neutral. And what I advise people to do then is to just take a moment, like visualize a brain wave or an ocean wave, because that's very calming, and our brain likes that kind of a wave. So you could just take a moment and just see yourself calming, and just like, you know, when you turn your computer off, it gets to reset, and let your brain just have a little rest and visualize that. And then as you're coming out of that, just ask yourself, what's the most important action for me to take right now? So you can really come back to your power. You're not just running like, you know, a dog after the leash, like, oh, what's next? We're not doing reactive. You're not going to step out of this in a more proactive way, going, all right, I'm feeling my feet on the ground, I'm noticing my breathing, I'm scanning my body, and now what next step do I want to take? So that exercise, Kim, and then I'd love to hear from you, I'm using in two specific ways. A lot of medical doctors are using it, and we had medical tests, and that simple exercise, and I kind of ran through it quickly,
right,
will reduce stress on an average of 55%.
I love it. Steve, where I want to take this, and I know we're almost done, but and I would love to have you back when you have your other book, too, to kind of follow this through, is if you were in a meeting with somebody, to me, what this is always – to me, what it's shouting out is body language, really getting to know your clients, getting to know your family, anybody that you're dealing with. When you see somebody, like you said, you know, their legs bopping up and down, or, you know, they're, you know, maybe chewing on their fingernails, or they're, you could just feel them like, you know, all of a sudden a little stressed in the back. What are they thinking? Is this what we're going to find in your book?
Absolutely, Kim. In the book, you'll find out a lot about the meanings and the interpretations of what you're either avoiding, masking, not expressing, what's being withheld that's being manifested and expressed through your body. Being aware of that, you can improve every area of your life.
I love it.
Communication.
So leave us with one tip. And I know we haven't really talked about the Blue Zone or the Hawaiian cultures, but leave us with one tip that can really, that's really helped you in this whole body intelligence.
Thank you. Well, you know, the one tip I would share, which relates to the Blue Zone people, who are people that move and breathe, and, you know,
is that everybody?
In their life,
yeah.
Just want to really invite everybody to just take a moment and just understand and take in that your body's been there from day one. It has I call it your personal Google. It has amazing information. Take some time and listen. My book will have tons of exercises and stories for you to practice, even interactive links to audios you can listen to. And learn to just, you know, feel your body. If it doesn't look perfect or it's in pain, it's okay. It has tremendous information. I'll leave you with that. Your body's your ally, and there's a lot to learn from it.
All right. Well, thank you again. Steve S. is Gold. I like that name. Now I'll always remember that. Whole Body Intelligence. Where do we find your book?
Any bookseller, then come to wholebodyintelligence.com. You get 4 great gifts telling me you bought the book.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I thank you for being here.
Great work, Kim. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Our next guest, Fran Shaw, Lord Have Murphy. And we are going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking with her, and we're going to find out a little bit about Lord have Murphy. And but I would like to give away something right now. And I've got Wings Over Camarillo Airshow admission tickets, and that's August 22nd and 23rd. I've got a pair of tickets. And at the same time, I'm going to throw in another pair of tickets for August 27th. That's Thousand Oaks 4th Annual Brew Fest. And that is presented by the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks from 4 to 8. And it's actually like a great happy hour kind of thing, but you're going to have craft beer, local restaurants, appetizers, and live music. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 show every Saturday morning, and also to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and of course get at one of our newsletter that goes out every single week with a little bit of motivation, a little bit of inspiration, and then you get to know most of our guests that are coming on and a little bit about them. I do want to do a little motivation right now. Live simply, dream big, be grateful, give love, laugh lots. And really, that's what our show is all about. I do want to give another giveaway, and I've got a gift certificate to BJ's restaurant, another one of our favorites here, and we'd love to share that with some of our listeners out there. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We're going to talk with Fran Shaw right now, who is our next guest, and to her book, Lord Have Murphy. And Fran, are you there?
I'm here, Kim. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Is this your first book?
No, I've written lots of books, but they were sort of, they were very different from this. They were really books on writing. I'm a professor of writing here in UConn on the East Coast, and so a lot of the books that I wrote were about, you know, helping yourself write.
Ah.
So this is a little change in direction the last few years. I started writing books having to do with different qualities of attention. I do writing experiments in which I help people become sort of more, you know, aware in the moment, you know, relaxation, sensory awareness, mindfulness, and combine that with writing so that we get some, you know, interesting writing happening. And this book sort of the speaker of this book, Murphy, in the Lord Have Murphy title, just sort of took over when I was writing this book, and sort of Murphy sort of wrote this one. And it's really a book about the route to higher consciousness, something that I've been, you know, working with for many, 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 many years, and sort of found its expression in, of all things, an illustrated humor book.
I love it. I love it. Now, when you say that you're a writer, you know, I'm in the process of writing my book, and sometimes it seems like, oh, I wonder if I'll ever get through this. But I love what I write. I really, it's like somebody kind of takes over inside me, and it's just coming out. And so kind of that's what I think of when you're saying Lord Have Murphy, is you said Murphy kind of wrote this book. Is that correct?
Exactly. And the key in writing, Tim, and I've read some of your things, which we can talk about. I've been reading your blogs and things.
So. Oh, thank you.
It's very good. It's very pertinent to this particular book, too.
But, oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, so the thing that is most helpful, first of all, is just, you know, taking one small chapter or part or idea at a time. Don't think about the whole thing that you're doing. And the other thing is just finding the voice that allows the material to flow out. My problem with this last book, I was on sabbatical. I had to write a book. I wanted to write about higher consciousness because that would require sort of a different quality of attention while I was writing it, because you really sort of want to live it while you're writing it or speaking it.
Correct.
And so the thing was, it was just sounded awful. I couldn't find a voice that didn't sound kind of teachy and preachy. And, you know, higher consciousness is not a, it shouldn't, you can't make spinach out of it. It shouldn't be, you know, awful, because there's just so much joy in it. It is the brighter side of life,
as it were,
and you need to laugh a lot. And so then all of a sudden I realized that, well, that's it. And I was looking at a drawing by Bruce M. Sherman. His drawings are throughout the book, and they're very funny, and they're all about higher consciousness, and they really are really witty. And I saw the words he had scribbled across the side of this picture of a kneeling figure, like a kneeling man, and it said, Lord have mercy. And I smiled. I thought, that's it. That's the key. You know, I wrote the words Murphy here, and then all of a sudden, Murphy started talking, and he talked about higher consciousness in a completely different way. I mean, I was sitting there laughing at the computer. My husband must have thought I was crazy. And so the book turned out to really appeal to both, you know, our everyday nature and our higher self, too, because it has sort of both streams going through the book. He's making jokes all the time, and yet there's something else, you know, another current that's being transmitted there. So,
Fran, can I ask you a question? So when you're talking about this book, because to me, I've learned there's days I wake up really early. I call it, you know, that miracle morning. Start your day in a positive way. And I'm empty. And I'm like, for the life of me, I cannot write anything. And then all of a sudden, I just kind of like let it go. I kind of write my list. And all of a sudden, it just kind of comes to me. And so that's what I start writing about. And it's not, it's almost like I know my listeners are going to go, seriously, but it's like throw up being on the page. You know, I don't even know what's coming out. It just comes out. And then all of a sudden I read it and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm thinking that. But I didn't realize it. Is that something that you've experienced?
I think that's what all writers experience. I think it was the famous writer E.M. Forster who said, I have to sit down to write to know what I think. You know, I have to see what I say to know what I think. And the interesting thing about writing, well, there's many things we could talk about, but this ability to maybe you can put a few words on the top of the page, a little springboard, you know, to get you going. But there's this something that happens, and you describing it so well, where, you know, you can just allow yourself to be there, and maybe even if, and this is my particular practice, because I use writing now as a sort of a, as it were, vibrational practice, almost like a potter at the wheel, trying to become centered and focused and actually connecting with this this energy that's flowing through us, very finer attention. I think it's a sacred energy actually coming into us at every moment and flowing through us. And I've been seeing if I can recognize that subtle energy in me And so I'm not thinking about words. In fact, I'm not in that part of the brain at all. It's more like having an attention and awareness in this moment of, you know, the whole body and what's animating it. That, I feel, is really the source of a lot of energy and a lot of creativity. So if I'm quiet for a moment before writing and maybe even can kind of shift into this mode of seeing my body like it is and sort of sensing my body and relaxing my body, then sometimes words will just flow freely. Words will just flow freely, and there'll be surprises on the page. Have you had that happen, where all of a sudden there's surprises coming out on the page that you don't know where they came from?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just, it's like I look at it, and I'm like, I wrote that? Yeah, it's interesting. You know, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, I'm so glad that you have made a choice to tune in with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Fran Shaw. We're talking about her book, Lord Have Murphy. What's the key message of Lord Have Murphy?
The key message, Kim, is that we're getting prepared today. You know, all these mindfulness practices and corporations, yoga studios on the corner in Ventura, things like that. All these pathways are preparing us for a higher level. Yet we may not realize that beyond concepts and techniques, there is a finer attention. Like I said, a sacred energy that's coming into us at every moment. It's our life force. You know, there are many words for it. There are names for it, but not really saying what it is, you know.
Right.
But recognizing the touch of this subtle energy that's animating us is what takes us across the threshold into what we could call awakening, into a shift, into another level of vibration, a higher vibration. And we can come to it many ways, and it's the one thing that changes this feeling that you have written about in your blogs about, you know, do you ever feel like a robot?
Right, okay.
Like, you know, you're on automatic pilot mode.
Yeah.
Well, very often we are on automatic pilot mode. And so what Murphy talks about in the book very clearly and, you know, with unrelenting humor is the way one can move from sort of, okay, I'm in automatic pilot mode. Can I begin to move into an observing mode? You're having a neutral observer just of my body here now, because that can open into receiving mode. And the receiving mode is when one actually begins to taste this energy that's animating us, that's so near. We go away from it, but it's so near. And that taste, that touch, is what changes my state of consciousness.
Wow.
That's the book.
That's great. Let me ask you a question. In your everyday life, because it sounds like you things inspire you to create or to write. Are there people that come into your life that, I always say, you know, I meet new friends or I meet new people and there's a message behind every one of them. And I wonder, it's almost like I call them kind of my angels, you know, different people that you meet on your path. And I enjoy that. And I always am looking like, wow, what is the message behind this? Or if you have, you know, something that happens, you know, in life and maybe it's, what's the learn from this? And is that something that you can relate to?
It's wonderful because whether this person is giving me grief or whether this person is, you know, transporting me with a wonderful inspirational message that brings tears to my eyes, there is still a sense that, again, I'm in lesson, like you said. Like, there's something that somebody's trying to teach me. And for me, almost everything, good or bad, and also for Murphy in the book, is a kind of neutral bell that's just reminding me that, well, wait a minute, let me see if I really want to relate to this person, my significant other, my child, this person in front of me, I need to fully inhabit my body with attention. I really need to be here so I can listen, so I can actually see this, and it's true, angel in front of me, whether or not this person knows they're an angel, see what's there. So I have to be in my, really inhabit myself with a kind of a neutral attention. And that's what I feel that life is teaching me, because when I go away from that, then I'm sort of getting in trouble. situations present themselves and they're challenging, they're difficult, and I'm running here to find an answer and trying to figure out that to find an answer.
Call that looking for the answers in all the wrong places.
Exactly.
Right. Fran, you know, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, great. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I want to do a shout-out. Rubio's over here in Ventura. I just ate there for lunch today, and I'm telling you, oh, my God, their bacon and shrimp salad is to die for. And I would love to get a gift certificate in somebody's hands over there. You're going to have to go try it. I'm telling you, all of their – my husband had a mahi-mahi taco, and it's so good. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to invite everybody to Cocktails in Havana, and that is next Friday night. And it is an amazing event, and of course, the tickets have gone up to $100, but for all of our Kim Pagano shows, show listeners, we can actually keep it at $75, and it is for Habitat for Ventura. And so I would love to introduce and also welcome you to participating in that event. And definitely call in right now. We've got a pair of tickets for you to go to that. You're going to have hors d'oeuvres and tequila and wine and just an amazing night. So again, we've got tickets for you at 805-419-0008. And again, that's Cocktails in Havana. All right. Our guest that we're talking to right now, Fran Shaw, her book, Lord Have Murphy. I love, Fran, that you actually teach people how to write. And that's another thing that I would like to talk about for a second is that something that can be taught, or obviously that's your gift in life?
Well, it's true that I came out of the womb writing. I was, you know, writing plays at 6 years old and was published nationally when I was 8 years old.
So yeah, writing, that's a gift. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, like I do hair. I could do it with my eyes closed, honestly. You know, I mean, it just comes so easy. I wouldn't cut anybody's hair with my eyes closed, but, you know, it's like my gift. I know how to, you know, it's easy for me. And so I love when you kind of explore your gifts in life.
It's true that it's, there may be some, you know, natural gift in these different areas, and I need hair therapy, believe me. I would love to be talking about that just as well with you. The thing is with writing, there are things that can be taught about it, though. For instance, one of my specialties, and it's been this way for many, many years, are creating these conditions in the classroom for the writer from which words freely flow, and it has to do with, as I said, you know, having relaxing the body, sensing the body, coming into sort of the right side of the brain, the other side of the brain from the part that edits and criticizes and organizes. It's hard to write when some part of you is always criticizing and editing before you even have anything on the page. So I discovered all this in trying to overcome my own writer's block when at a certain point when I was writing years and years ago. So there is a way that you can tap into this source of creative energy the same way that we want to tap into this source, this sacred, divine, whatever energy that we are, you know, beyond our
When you
form.
Say that, Fran, I think of, I was at one of those painting classes, and I was doing tiles. I've got four children, and at the time, they were all little babies, and I wanted to do these tiles to put in my counter almost as like place settings. And so I knew they were going to be set into my kitchen, and I thought they had to be perfect. And so I was there working on them, and I worked like day in and day out, and I was like, oh, God, what did I think of? This is like way over my head. I can't. And the instructor came and she goes, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I just got to get this butterfly perfect, and I just need this hat. And she's like, that's not art. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, we're not robots. And when she said that, I was like, oh, my God, who is going to judge this? Me. I'm judging myself. Yes. And we are the biggest critics of ourselves. And so that was another lesson that I learned because, you know what? I mean, in hair, obviously, you do have to be perfect. I mean, you don't want people to walk around with, you know, okay, can you hold your head to the right so that, you know. But in art, in expression of your book, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Not only that, but the most amazing thing about this source of creative energy, this actual energy that's animating us now, right in the moment as we're speaking, animating these comments, and I'm actually trying to sort of sense it in my body as it's flowing. The amazing thing about tapping into or connecting with that energy is that even though Fran and Kim, even though we're judgmental and controlling and have all these, this whole, you know, characteristics of our personality that want things a certain way, when there's a shift into this actual, at the same moment, just as I am, shift into this quality of energy animating me, that energy, by its very nature, there's no judgment in it. It's like the sun coming out. You know, the sun doesn't care if an ant is crawling across my rug. The sun just radiates with life. So I may not be able to change myself about anything, but it doesn't matter. It's not about content. It's not about these characteristics of myself. It can all be there. But I can balance that with this other part of me that's hidden from everyday mind, this actual direct perception of this life force animating me. And when I can be in both streams at once, the scolding, the judgmental, the controlling, the this or that, whatever, however I am, when I can be in both streams, that, and also be aware of what's animating it, sometimes, somehow, it comes into balance and the sun comes out.
I love that. That's beautiful.
No judgment.
That's beautiful. Fran, and I'm going to ask all my listeners at the same time as we're ask yourself this. What lights you up? What makes Fran get excited to get up in the morning?
You can obviously hear in my voice that what lights me up is actually what's lighting all of us up. We just are not recognizing it. I'm just like everybody else first thing in the morning, usually, although I may begin the day by having a saying, well, you know, I could, my eyes just open. I could actually, you know, sense my body right now, my whole body, and maybe I could even come into this, you know, this other energy that's always here, always so near. What lights me up is this amazing shift that occurs if I just so ever so slightly take a pause and try to, you know, listen to the sounds around me, really look at something around me, maybe even follow a breath, follow my breathing. Any kind of shift is like a toe in the door to self-awareness. And then sometimes I can move into this receiving mode where this other stream is there for me. And then I am lit and getting light, you know, more and more lit, you know, brightening wider with every second. It amazes me every time because I can go from being really upset or really gloomy and you know, my attention contracted, hooked into something. Murphy would say, is that the sun blazing gold across the horizon? I hadn't noticed because my world has shrunk to the size of a kumquat. That's the way Murphy talks.
Right.
So when my world shrinks, and all of a sudden I realize, well, no, wait a minute, that's not the whole story. I'm not just this controlling little angry little upset little person. Am I really? What more is here? Because the energy is always here.
You know what I'm hearing, and I really enjoy talking to you, Fran, is I just said this to somebody else, is you are what you are saying, okay? And so, you know, I always say we have like two voices. This is going to be on my next blog, and I hope that all my listeners get one of our newsletters. But which voice are you talking to, your negative voice or your positive voice? And I want to continue to keep talking to my positive voice. I want to keep enhancing and blessing my life, because so many of us are so critical of ourselves and we forget that we're all perfect. And I so appreciate talking to you, Fran. Where do we get your book?
You can get Lord Have Mercy, Waking Up in the Spiritual Marketplace. It's on Amazon. But there are also just excerpts and drawings you can look at franshawbooks.com, franshawbooks.com.
I would love you to send me your other books, because I'm really interested in getting my book out there. And I so thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
My pleasure, Kim. You're just wonderful. Keep going.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you again. All right, we're going to end our show. Again, I do want to remind all of you of our 6 to 7, 7 to 8. And, of course, you can find all of our shows on iTunes and on our website, kimpaganoshow.com. And if you have an event or you have a business in the 805 that you want to spread the word about, please give us a call. Our number is 805-419-0008. And, of course, we're going to end this moment with a moment of happiness. If you haven't made many mistakes in your life, then you are doing something wrong. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a really great rest of your weekend, and take care.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com.